welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's story is the clash of cultures when a global behemoth buys a startup and eight ways to reward good employees without breaking the bank. Those stories after this. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices help to become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Well, soon after Walmart bought Jet.com, employees at the e-commerce startup learned how dry life under the retail behemoth could be. That's because Walmart took away all the office booze. You're thinking, wait, what office booze? It's a story from Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer. Sarah, set this up.
So last September, Walmart bought Jet.com, which was the largest ever purchase of an e-commerce startup. And it was really a big, change for Walmart to go after a startup that they hope will, you know, boost their e-commerce sales and help it compete with Amazon. This story is about how the cultures are meshing, you know, several months into the deal, as told through a tale of office drinking at Jet.
All right, so it's not quite the way it sounds, but they do have like a 5 o'clock happy hour in house.
It was a startup that had done really well, raised over $500 million from investors. So, you know, there's free food. There was Thursday night happy hour in the office. There were some just sort of, you know, I'm working late and I'm ordering dinner and I'm going to have a beer at my desk with my colleagues at 8 p.m. It was very laid back in that way. And this Jet is based in Hoboken, New Jersey. You know, it's basically outside of New York City. You're part of New York City. And Walmart is not. Walmart has a very different culture around drinking, in part because they are so concerned about low cost, which they think leads to low prices, and in part because it's a conservative culture. And so that you can't expense alcohol when you're on a work trip. If, you know, you're a Walmart employee, there's definitely no office drinking. So when Walmart considered buying Jet, even before the purchase went through, the CEOs discussed this, you know, like, how are we going to keep the culture? What will we do about the office drinking? Mm.
Yeah, knock, knock. It's the Fun Police, headquartered in Bentonville, Arkansas.
There's a little bit of that. But they did, according to our reporting, they talked about it. So they came up with sort of a compromise, which for Walmart is actually a pretty big deal, which was Jet could keep its Thursday night happy hour, meaning Jet could keep paying for it for employees, mm-hmm. but it had to happen off-site, so, you know, at a local bar.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer. She had a fascinating story entitled, It's 5 o'clock somewhere unless you've been acquired by Walmart. So that eventually took kind of another turn, right? Didn't Walmart sort of even yield back on that?
Yes. So in recent weeks, Walmart changed its mind. So they brought back the in-the-office happy hour at Jet, and they also have now, that prompted them to change their rule for all these companies that they have been acquiring lately. They bought Bonobos recently, which is a men's apparel retailer, online retailer. They've bought ModCloth, another apparel retailer, Moose Jaw, which does outdoor apparel and gear and is based in Michigan. So now all of those acquisition targets have the right to have an in-office happy hour once a week, which is a big change. So yeah, I think you kind of see that even though this is kind of a silly, you know, silly example, they're trying to figure this out. This is a totally new thing for Walmart to be buying these types of companies and then want to maintain the culture, not absorb them, right, and just use their technology or something like that. And so they're starting to think a little differently about things that are pretty deeply ingrained for them in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Thanks, Sarah. It's Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer. Coming up next, rewarding employees when money is tight. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Well, good employees are at the heart of your small business, right? But in small businesses, how can you reward good employees without breaking the bank? Handful of suggestions from Rhonda Abrams, writing in USA Today. Number one, she says birthdays off. Everybody thinks of their own birthday as special, so each of her employees gets their birthday as a paid day off. Number two, what she calls well days. If a child's getting an award or your best friend is visiting from out of town, don't call in sick. An employee can call in well. Number three, employee of the week. Doesn't have to be every week, she says, or every month. Simple candy bar or round of applause from colleagues goes a long way. Number four, extra time off, especially if you can't afford raises or bonuses. Number five, free food, just once in a while. You know, maybe lunch or just bagels on Monday mornings every now and then. Number six, small gifts, movie tickets or an iTunes card can cost very little. Number seven, schedule flexibility as a way to reward a good small business employee. She says, let workers leave a little early to take care of another pressing need. It builds employee loyalty. And finally, number eight, she says, saying thank you. Everyone wants to be appreciated. And when warranted, give praise quickly and publicly. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.